Welcome to Union City Radio for Sunday, October 11th. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. Here are highlights from this week's Union City Radio.
The content staff at WAMU 88.5, DC's NPR station, has decided to unionize. 80 workers, representing 99% of eligible staff, signed a petition last week urging WAMU leadership and American University to recognize the union voluntarily. Staff members are working to unionize with SAG-AFTRA, which represents content employees at NPR and other member stations across the United States. Over the years, I have seen and heard of the uncomfortable and sometimes oppressive environment in several departments of WAMU, said longtime host Kojo Namdi. He added that WAMU needs to prioritize racial and gender equity and needs its own human resources process.
DC nurses on Monday warned that school reopening plans are putting the health of the students, teachers, families, and the larger community at risk. As of last week, DCNA, the District of Columbia Nurses Association, said that our members have reported that many nurses have not received adequate protective gear, the health suites are not properly ventilated and haven't been cleaned, there are no protocols for isolation rooms, and no temperature checks or other safety measures have been implemented. Library of Congress cafeteria workers marched on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell yesterday to demand extension of their recall rights and health insurance. Since being laid off at the start of the pandemic, workers at IL Creations at the Library of Congress, members of Unite Here Local 23, have fought for both the extension of their employer-based health insurance as well as recall rights to their jobs when it is safe to return. As the stakes continue to get higher, said Local 23, we are also continuing to fight for the renewal of federal employment benefits. Highlights from this week's Union City Radio, available wherever you listen to podcasts. In today's labor history, on this date in 1948, nearly 1,500 plantation workers went out on strike at Ala'u Sugar on Hawaii's Big Island. Today's labor quote is by Eugene Victor Debs, who said, "No strike has ever been lost." Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. Find out more at unionplus.org.
This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the union, oh, yeah, the union, will make us strong.
Oh, it will make us strong.
Strong.